بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most important is always to control the tongue. The tongue is causing a lot of problems. It either takes you to Jannat, then to Jahannam. You may be doing all the good deeds and acts, but because of this tongue, you may lose all your good actions. Allah must protect us. So there's three kinds of qualities. One should not have in him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And unfortunately, you find that these qualities are in us. And if that person has these qualities, in the hadith he mentioned, there is a munafiq. You know what's munafiq? Munafiq in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala showed him with the munafiq. He knew exactly what the munafiq is. One Sahabi knew all the names of the munafiq too. We trusted. All the Sahabi were true. But he had one Sahabi, he informed him all of the munafiq's name. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, just imagine, the Rasulullah was so high, he said, any Nabi after me is Umar. And then he's buried next to Rasulullah. And then he's the second Khalifa also. Yet he should say to that Sahabi, is my name written there? Just imagine. He's asking like that, is my name written there? They're so concerned. There's a munafiq, you know what's a munafiq? In this hadith, it's mentioned the three types of people who got that quality. And even if they read namaz also, they will not be classified as Muslim. Not classified. In reality, even if they claim they are Muslim, they will not be classified. Yet we are the victim of the three things. You'll be surprised. That's why Islam is not just namaz. Huquq-ul-lah and huquq-ul-ibad. These two things, the rights of Allah and the rights of creation, that goes together. The first thing he says, a Muslim will not tell lies. He will not tell a lie. To tell a lie is haram. The second one is breach of promise. Breach of promise. The third one will come afterwards. To tell a lie is something so severe, yet we do not take it as severe at all. If you look at it, a person tells a lie. Do you know something? That what is a lie? What is a lie? Lie is something which is not true. That you find that person telling a lie to just have his own ways and he feels nothing about it. Today, to deceive someone, to deceive someone is very easy. In all our business dealings today, sorry to say that you notice that most of us are deceiving people. Our dealings are with halal and haram, not concerned. How you achieve it, you received it. You're not concerned how you got it. And that's not a lie than what it is. It is so much engrossed in it, and yet those people, the same people, are in namaz. They're going for hajj. They're going for umrah all the time. They're going all these things they are doing, but this quality of lies, which is in them, in their businesses, everywhere, with their dealings, lies is something which is crept into their hearts, and they feel nothing about it. And yet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they do not tell a lie. But the person who tells a lie, when he continues to tell a lie, his name is written among the liars among the police after. And his namaz is not even his namaz. When he reads namaz, he gets free fast also. It will have no importance. That person, that woman one day, she told Nabi Karim, she was calling for a child. And calling for the child, Nabi Sallam was there watching. The child don't want to come. She said, I'll give you something. I'll give you something. So when the child came near, the Rasulullah asked, what will you be giving her? Will you be giving or not? He said, yeah, I'll be giving something. I will be giving something. I'll be giving dates. He replied, if you do not want to give dates, then in the deeds of actions, Allah will be looking their lives for you. How many of us are doing that today? We got that in us. The lies that we speak, we tell. You come tomorrow to my house, I'll pay your money. Yet you read namaz in the masjid. You sit in the company of pious people. Don't worry, tomorrow this time you come to the masjid, I'll give you your money. The man comes here, he's not there. He's not there. Yet you come, you will know this, that's not a lie than what it is. A person phones you up and tells you, I'm coming for yes. You tell your wife and children, tell him not here in the house. You're weighing the money, you're bluffing yourself. You tell the child, you're teaching your child to tell lies. Now this is a small thing. You're thinking it's a small thing, you do not know it's a sin that is haram. Which you and I are doing all the time. And sad to say, the cell phone has caused people to tell lies all the time. Deceiving, cheating, everything is in lies in the cell phone. So Rasulullah says, a munafiq is that person who tells lies. You are not sick at all. You're supposed to be going to work. You tell the doctor to give you a sick leave. He writes it down that you're sick for 2 weeks. You did not go to work, but you earned that money too. Is that money halal for them? Yet you're all taking that money. You're spending the money, using the money. Yet you're the same person making zikr. You read Quran, is keeping fast. Monday to Thursday is keeping fast. But this is his condition, this but that he said the medical certificate that don't give halal. Yet you come to realize that if a man got real hukukullah, hukukul ibad, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll make sure that even that, if he does not want to go to work, he'll say, I'll cut my money, but I'm not asking money. If he's a true person, fearful. Many people, due to ignorance too, not due to ignorance, let me use the right word, ignorance. They don't know that that is wrong. That is wrong. Yet they're doing it. They're doing happily too. All these things they are doing, then that money comes into the pocket and then they spend it on food and you are sitting in the same pot of food, eating the same food. What is the meaning? An accident takes place. You were not at the scene at all. It's your close friend. He needs a witness. He makes you a witness. And you go as a witness there to say, I was seen the accident, you are not there. Tell me, how can it be true? Just for worldly gains. Worldly gains. When a man with the fear of Allah Ta'ala all the time, when a person makes zikr all the time, when the purpose for zikr is to be in the conscience of Allah Ta'ala 24 hours, that you will not do anything against the law. It becomes impossible for you to do something like this. But we're not taking these things serious at all. You owe someone money. Do you know something? You owe someone money. You don't pay that money to the person. Even your namaz is taken away. The hard work you're doing for your namaz, waking up early part of the morning, waking up at tahajjud, all that namaz will be given to that person. We don't realize that though. All those things. So medical certificates, that's what you do. When it comes to other things too, the man is not present at the time, you know, like to say you must give testification or letter of recommendation. Today, letter of recommendation, you don't know the man at all. You don't know him at all. You give him letter of recommendation like this and like that, you praise him right to the sky. You mean to tell me you kept yourself happy? Is that true what you wrote? You will not be questioned by Allah Ta'ala. So you're thinking that these are not important facts of Islam. These are so important, you'll be surprised. For even your own son, you have to do that too. If you see your son doing something against the law, against the country, and you saw he's guilty, and you said against him, testify against him, what happens first? Islam teaches you that remember one thing, the rights of people is very important. Do not tell a lie. Do not tell a lie because lie will take. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told a lie. They say even if you play false to back just for fun, do not tell lies. Some people just to make fun, you know, they begin to tell lies. It's a very big sin, severe sin. Likewise, the person, Rasulullah sallam, that old lady comes to him and tell him, then make dua that I'll go to Jannah. Rasulullah, you old lady won't go to Jannah. She's there crying. So then he said, I'm not telling a lie, but old lady will not go to Jannah. Old young children will go, young ladies go to Jannah. But she got started crying with it. They too also, he showed us, when you talk anything, do not tell a lie. Not tell. You got two cell phones, you tell the wife, I got one cell phone. Because she knows this one secret cell phone and one doesn't. But you cannot try that, but the lie, what comes, how much of lie you tell? When a man begins to tell a lie, then it comes to a point where then there's always he's been living as a liar. Even if he tells the truth, he lies. And worst part of it is, you see all dreams that he lies to. They see the dreams also will be lies to. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not know a person whose condition was. So he asked, who knows this person very well? So one sahabi said, I know him very well. But he did not know about it. He asked him, what makes you say that you know you? He's a good man? He said, because I see him in the masjid. Umar radiallahu anhu did not even make him out. You can see a thief coming to masjid too. Do not jump a person in condition for a person to come to masjid, because masjid is something anyone comes, everyone comes, all kinds of people come. What is behind their hearts, only Allah knows. So how nicely he said that your only way next time, don't say the person good. But say quiet. But he said, if you want to find out if a person is good, make out in this way, that you have a delay on your mind. Because today you make out a delay. My dear friends, people tell lies on dealing with Allah. Tawbah. Allah mani. You'll be surprised how much of lies people are doing on dealings. They swear an oath, I'll be there. They take an oath and I'll be not there. They hurt the people's hearts. They can go for umrah, they can go for all kinds of things, but not be paid to be there. What kind of face you facing, you going there to Makkah, to Mukarramah, telling a lie, man. Telling a lie. How much? So this is something which is a very big sin. Yet you find the Buzugan Adin, the Sahaba Ikram, they do not know what is meant to tell a lie. They were very conscious of everything. Breach of trust. Do you know something, when a man, when he gets married, he's got a breach of trust that he's made with him and Allah. That I'm taking responsibility of this person who will be given me as a partner. I've taken an oath, in other words, a pledge with Allah. Now anything you're going to do thereafter, you don't realize you'll be answered for it. You are thinking you just signed in front of the Mawlana who signed it, you made a pledge with Allah Ta'ala. Wa ufu bil ad. You made the ahd, Khudam Kudus. That's why when you chose that partner, you got married to them. When you chose that partner, then you must learn to look after the partner. Everything you look at it, that we are breach of trust, breach of promise. We Muslims are the biggest crooks. Sorry to say that. If Islam, any harm is taking place, not because of a non-Muslim, because of Muslims. Because of our own Muslim, own actions. Otherwise, Allah's madad on us is all the time there. We have turned away from it. So one side we have this quantity. Zuban of ours, the tongue. How much you must keep it. Each and every one of us, including the speaker. Think for a moment, ponder. Today only, take this today. How much of lies you spoke? How much of lies? What did you get out of it? You had no opinion. Yet you come to realize that all these things, that you are a hypocrite. Hypocrite. And the Sahaba of this kind, is my name written there? Concerned. And how much we are concerned over it. Are we really concerned over it? Our businesses deals, you bought this thing. No, I bought it for this price. Who told you to tell the price? The price is between you and Allah. Don't say I bought it for that price, it's not true. So we don't understand that, you know. That's why many a times the best thing is to keep silent. To keep control of the tongue. The more you control your tongue, the more you keep away from all the harms of this world. All the harms of this. Think before you ink. That's the English word that. Think before you ink. But we ink before we think. Then what do you expect? To be more conscious of the deen. This deen teaches us this deen. And the deen of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sakata najah. That person who keeps silent, he achieved his goal. What did you get by telling lies? What did you get? You got nothing, but you got a sin. You got no good deeds on you. So this was the majlis today, just a short majlis. Just to tell you that a munafiq has got these three things in him here. Be'wafa. Does not keep to his promise. He does not keep to his promise. Breach of trust. Breach of trust. Worst of all is telling lies. These three things, we are all involved in it. Let us not look at anyone else, look at your own life. These three things are in you. Now ask yourself, is it true or not? And if it's true, then the duty of every one of us to put it right. Because our namaz will be taken away. Our good deeds will be taken away. Because of the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Karim said also, who is a muflis? Who is a pauper? Not that person got no money. That person got no good deeds. No good deeds. How hard you work here to make zikr, to tilawat the Quran. Your nafil, ibadat, everything, you are so punctual. And in the end of day, on the day of Qiyamah, you got nothing. Because why? These three things you have in you. And these three things, that person will be taken away from you. So we must sit down here and make tawbah, yeah. Because every one of us are guilty of it. To show you that Islah is, this is Islah. The effect of zikr is supposed to be to bring that conscience not to tell a lie, to be conscious Allah Ta'ala looking at me 24 hours in a month, no such thing as breach of promise, no such thing as going against to promise or tell a lie. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of this thing. And every one of us must begin to perform. And I'm telling one more time, is the cell phone that tells him a lie. If you can stop that, inshallah, half your sickness is sorted. Allah Ta'ala mulkin tawfiq wa sallam wa akhul da'alham. Allahumma inna al-adikita wa shukta wa khusmina. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fil umuri kulliya wa ajinna min khizid dunya wa atabil qabli wa atabila. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihra al-iffah wa lamanta wa husnu al-khulqi wa rida'abil. Allahumma fiqna lima tuhibu wa tarida'a. Minal qawli wal amali wal fi'man innaka la kulli shay'in qadir. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمته